Hello. What's up, world?
What's good? What's good? So, this is Sky and Sills and Streets.
Yes, this is your girl Sills, and we're here on day three at the Coaches Convention in Anaheim. And we have some guests with us today to talk about a really amazing clinic and an amazing overall project. And we also have our entertainer for tonight with us. And so we're going to let y'all intro yourselves. So Coach Wilson, we can start with you. We have Coach JC Wilson with us. Just tell the people who you are, what you do. What you don't do, I mean,
what I do, what I don't do. All right, my name is Stacey Wilson. I'm a former player turned coach. Right now, what do? I coach high school boys, U15 boys, U14 girls. I assist my partner over here with her U10 boys and U11 boys. And I'm here at the convention because, you know, my business kind of started out as just private training, and then it expanded over the years to more. Really working with the coaching education, you know, helping others figure out what I do. You know, I'm more of a sports performance type. I was that one person that enjoyed being in the gym.
Hey.
You know, like I would play a 90-minute game at UNC and afterwards
the gym.
Run the fitness with the reserves that didn't play. Full fitness. So, you know, it's like that's what I do. That's what I do, and it's just I'm very passionate about it, and so fortunate to have some people that joined my team and are helping me to expand it. Like she's going to talk to you about, like you said, that trip we're going to Jamaica.
Absolutely. And we also have Michelle with us. Do you want to tell the people who you are, what you do for her?
Yeah, Michelle Bob, working with, as a coach as well, U10, U11, also assisting U14 boys and U14 girls, goalkeeper coach as well, and...
She assists me and I assist her.
Okay.
So, yeah. We'll make it work.
Okay.
Make it work, supporting the areas, nutrition, health, food, kind of along the area that I am. So do a bit of program managing.
Yeah, she's vegan.
One day I'll get there.
Let's
say
plant-based.
Plant-based. True.
Vegan thing. I want to say okay. Plant-based. And just kind of encouraging that really to help. And here, just on the part of bringing more of the connection to the Caribbean, that's where I'm from. You know, we say back a yard.
What country we repping?
Jamaica.
Okay.
Jamaica.
They had a pretty good year.
Yeah, you know, thankfully for growth and support throughout the last few years has kind of even helped more progression to it, which is why we're now kind of connecting with building that connection more. You know, Stacey went down there a few years ago and started actually making progress. So with that, we said, why not connect and why not like reconnect with some of the programs that want us to be there?
All right. And before we get into those programs, we have our entertainer for tonight. Do you want to tell the people who you are and let them know where you are and maybe tell us what we're going to hear tonight?
I hope so. Listeners, welcome. I'm so glad to be here. I'm honored. Thanks for having us. I am a guest of Stacey and Michelle. I am a singer. I sing reggae. They told me, come along, see the work, see what, and I'm passionate about seeing our people, you know, make sure that we are heard and that we also get our voices heard. So I'll be singing tonight to encourage those that need to be awarded, need to be recognized again or in the future. So I'm singing to the black coaches.
Yes.
At the Black Sox Convention tonight. So I'm just honored to be able to be a part of it.
Are you a soccer fan?
I used to be a soccer fan.
Okay. What's the story?
So, there's no story. My brothers were well into it. And I just, to be honest, I was so focused on my singing and I need to get back into it.
Okay.
So I wanted to be honest. I used to, but now I'm glad I can be back part of it.
Did you have a team?
I don't have a
okay.
team. That's why I had to be honest.
It's okay. Be a fan free agent like me. Fan free agent.
All right, well, the main reason we brought you all here is to talk a bit about Fit for Her and then the clinic that's happening in March in Jamaica, sort of this exchange. So can you explain a bit about what you all do and then what this particular clinic is gonna be about and what it's going to entail? So I'm really excited to hear about it.
Well, let's go with, one, it's...
They're playing soccer behind us, by the way, we're sorry.
Goalie match going on, right? Right now, we can say it's an experience. It's a cultural exchange experience, a coach and player development as well. So you're coming to not only connect with different cultures, because we're having it from a mix of Jamaica, Mexico, the U.S., you're also being able to get the experience of interprevention, you know, workshops that entail with even parent education. We're doing, curriculums, working through quite a bit of different ways of how to connect our cultures to the community and awareness. Awareness. One of our main reasons for being there, though, is also to encourage more the game of the women's game. You know, girls, getting more girls to be aware of the different avenues that we have in football and soccer. And it's not just being a player, right, but you also can be, you know, a physician in it. You can also be an agent.
Yes. Right?
You can also basically talk about it, a manager. Yep. You can also basically love the sport and want to talk and let people know about it. So just different avenues.
Y'all can relate to that.
Yeah.
You know, you can just love it and want to see how you can connect the energies that need to be. So our program and our initiative is basically to bring the efforts together of different enthusiasts, bring the potential and bring more initiatives that already exist. So we're connecting like Ballers Academy, Rainers Academy, yeah, those are our academies locally, and academies up here so that so youth can get scouted.
Okay.
So that talent can be recognized. So as well, they can start gain more professional development and understanding of the game when you also come to, when you go anywhere.
We know a few people who've been through the program. It's gotten them in pipelines for national teams, things of that nature. So it's just a really cool program. And I guess, Coach, can you speak more to just, I guess, what else Fit for Her does in terms of the fitness aspect of it? I know you're very passionate about the ACL tear. What are we going to call this? Epidemic? I don't know what we're calling it. Women's football.
Well, I mean, the nature of things today, you know, it's overly congested schedules and the training's not like it used to be. Okay. So you really, I mean, like periodization, you know, that's kind of key of what you have to have in your programs. And right now, you know, it used to be 3 months off season, you know, back in the day, a good 2-3 months off, and that's where you can really build your body up and then make sure you taper into the season, and then injuries really didn't happen, you know. Okay. Now though, it's when is your off season, you know?
Right.
There really isn't any time, so you have to really understand this stuff on another level. Like I'm here this year, our topic that we're explaining from sports performance was microdosing, because that's what you have to understand now, how to get little amounts into your training session, into your training week, to where, you know, because you have to maintain your power and strength. That's going to translate to your skill. But if you go, you know, 5 months without doing anything, any type of training, So that's what I do. I like analyzing movement, breaking it down, helping. You know, I can build a beginner up, or I can help somebody that's already at an elite level maintain. Like I said, I was that person that really paid attention in the weight room and was always asking why, figuring things out.
Okay.
So that's what that's what I try to do. Like I said, I work with the little ones at the club. They have me doing training with everybody, though.
And then for this exchange, this is all youth soccer, correct? Or what age ranges are we dealing with?
It's mainly youth. We're going from U10. Okay. Up to U17.
Okay.
We are having a part of it as well, coach development. So coaches are invited. A program will be starting. So if you sign up now, by the end of this month, you will be able to start a webinar series, and the in-person will be in Jamaica during that program.
Okay.
So the coach development and player development will be happening on March the 9th and the 10th in Jamaica. That's the in-person. But we will be starting the webinar. We'll be starting at the end of January.
Right.
So you want to get your opportunity and register now, because that is also certification one. And then you get to have the experience. And that's with our partners, Total Soccer Development.
Yeah. Okay. It's like basically Michelle's come up with a really comprehensive program. Like, I couldn't have done this without her, because your best programs come when you have people on the ground.
Yes,
you can't just come in.
Yeah.
You know, I've done some programs where you come in and it's like, hold on, you're telling them stuff that goes against their culture. Like, you know, I'm just not down with this. You know, and then I've done some great programs through sports diplomacy. Like, I went to Nigeria a couple of years ago.
Oh, okay.
And it was a soccer program, but we were working on teaching girls to avoid human trafficking. So okay. If you could think of a program that is actually effective in doing that, how do you combine soccer with that?
Yes.
You know, so I've seen some programs that were really great and positive, and that was one that really stuck out. But it was because you had the people on the ground that were in touch with the females and, you know, the So, you know, like I said, Michelle has a vision that is far beyond mine. I'm, you know, that meathead, basically. You know,
it's all good. We need all people. We need all people.
Right, right. Yeah. And so, you know, it's going down there, and we don't want it to be like a one and done. You just go there, and now, you know, you had your little impact for a week, but now, so that's why this coaching piece is real important.
Okay.
And so with Total Soccer Development, you know, they have a program, 10 principles, and so they're willing to come and basically do Zoom calls. We went, got a little bit of support, financial support to sponsor this, to allow us, you know, because we'll have different issues, you know, people have Wi-Fi, all this stuff.
Yeah.
So we really have to think of everything to make it doable for the coaches and make it have a long-term impact. So we want to educate them before we get there. Obviously, when we're there, we'll be able to evaluate them, have our trainers work with them. And then afterwards, we'll still be in touch. You know, and hopefully, if this goes well, you know, the idea is to be able to go back each year.
Yeah.
When it goes well.
When
it goes well, exactly. We'll be there again next year, and we'll be going to other countries.
Exactly. And is there one location in Jamaica that this will be taking place, or will you be going to multiple cities?
We are at several locations, but the main location is going to be at Barbican Turf Field. That's where particularly a lot of our local games happen. And Ballers Academy.
Those basically Kingston
and Montego Bay.
Okay.
So first 3 days, March the 9th to the 12th. We're doing the tournament.
Okay.
The Total Development and a school clinic in Kingston.
How many teams do you have in the tournament?
Well, right now we have a limited spots available for sign up, but we're having right now 4 teams in our girls that will be participating. So we're looking for about 2 more. We have some coming from Mexico. I don't want to reveal everything.
Okay.
Yeah. 2 or 3 teams.
2 or 3 teams. So right now, you want to get on if you want to be a part of it.
Yeah.
We are working on raising funds as well. There are fundraisers and the platforms that are available to help teams if they do want to get interested. So just, you know, get in contact.
Listen, this is us helping them put that call out for any sponsorship or anything else. Still register, please. This is an amazing program. We want it to be an annual program. We might want to sneak down there and help cover it.
Yeah.
We need come on down.
Trip to Jamaica doesn't sound so bad. I'm not going to lie.
Being an example, our goal is to as well just showing that what you can do and what you can be. Yep. So if you are someone that just wants to be even a presence at our school, and to be an inspiration to empower, your presence is going to be there. And that's one of the reasons also why Christine is here. She is going to be a part of the clinic and be a part of the empowering and letting girls know and being a part of our show as well. So it's not going to be just football. You come. We're going to have a bit of show as well.
Yeah.
Show, as we call it, edutainment.
Yes. Are you teaching a course at all, or are you?
Well, it so happens that I've done a vocal workshop.
Okay.
And so we're going to incorporate reading, which kind of works with them. So we're going to combine the vocal workshop and then, you know, singing techniques. That's what I do as well.
So you're trying to bring, like, music to the soccer?
Yes.
Oh, so it's like me. Yeah.
That's her wheelhouse.
So that's the avenue of where we're connecting now, is saying Chrissy wants to be more involved in seeing how we can use those techniques. Because, again, breathing is...
From the diaphragm, right?
Our family, I have to say, is like, was a mix between music and football. So some of us had to choose. Now, our idea is, can we make it so we don't have to choose?
You should be able to, because, like, soccer, you bring culture into the sport. So, like, even how people play, right? Because, like, even though I played basketball when I played back in the day, like, I brought the basketball to the soccer. But then, also, I'm super musically inclined. So, like, playing mellophone, all that, the breathing, how I breathe, that was important. Yes. So, you even doing the breathing workshop. Yeah. You know, the concept, if you didn't play an instrument, you don't understand how you actually breathe correctly.
Yeah.
And then, like, even now, it's like, okay, I learned how to breathe deeply because when I played a brass instrument, that was different from the shallow breathing. Yeah. Applying that to soccer, like, that would be incredible, you know?
Helps with your endurance, helps keep you calm, right? You practice breathing exercises. Practice breathing exercises. You can keep yourself calm in very intense moments. So it's all connected, and it's cultural, too, right? Like, music, particularly you sing reggae, right? It's a huge part of the, it is the culture, right? So I think that's an incredible thing. It's something different, right? We don't get that a whole lot in programs like this. So I'm really excited to just let you all be here.
Fine. Yeah, I think as well what a part of even our music and poetry and that avenue is that it helps deal with, it's a part, it's our other relief, stress relief. So I mean, football for me was, I had to play. It released every kind of tension and it allowed me to find clarity, but as well music allowed to break. So mixing that together, I would go on the field and I'd use a dance, and I needed that to then connect to it. So I feel like in our culture, as we know, is being able to have a workshop that says find your voice, you know. So that's her workshop, is find your voice. So connecting it, now we can find our voice within our sport.
Okay. Very nice. And this is just for our listeners. They rally behind the reggae girls quite a bit. Will anybody be showing up, perhaps? Or is that one you're keeping?
Sorry?
Are any reggae girls showing up by chance? Or are you keeping that one close to the vest?
Well, that one's close right now.
Okay.
Disclose anything. There are things that are still brewing. But we have, of course, you know, Stacey Wilson. And I have to I also announce other people that will be there coming.
Okay.
But they will be coming up by the end of the month. You will learn more.
Hey. Okay. Where can people go to find out more information, still register, help sponsor, get eyeballs on it, get some teams there? We want people to flood wherever they need to go after this.
Go on Fit for Her. That's FIT, the number 4, Her, FC. And I like Shea Butter FC.
Yes. Hey.
So you think about Fit, the number 4, herfc.com.
Okay. And we'll also post all of this information,
we'll have
as
all
well
this information,
so that people can see it in on multiple platforms. But again, we just wanted to get you all on. I don't know if Sky has any more questions. She perked up with the music, so
I have some. My other question would be, I was going to say it's important, like, to bring the music, because, like, I know a big thing for me, like, American soccer hasn't felt like my version of American experience. So I want, like, the HBCU band vibes, quotation marks, like at the soccer game. So even being able to bring, like, reggae, any type of cultural music to the sport, like, when you talk about you played and you need to feel the vibes, wanting to be able to feel that all the time whenever you play a game, you know. And there's some, I'll have to talk to you after this, because, like, that's my whole wheelhouse.
Because
I want the band at the, I want still pan drums, I want all kind of vibes at the game. I want it lit.
Still, like, drums actually sound amazing. Will there be, do you all ever incorporate dance as well? Just for movements?
Oh,
movement
yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah, dance, all of that. So it's just, so yeah, she does reggae, so music as well. And but as well, yeah, we work with other groups that do water, we work with groups that drum, so drum aid groups as well.
Okay.
And drumming, it's also a big part. So that's gonna be at our event.
Definitely.
One of the things is, of course, is honoring our ancestors. Ramon is honoring the ones before us, so drummers will be there. We will have that kind of honor of women before us and everything.
Well, I never want to be young again, but if I could go back for free do this, that sounds
good. I would have been playing. Like,
it sounds pretty good. This is like what little me would have really liked to see. So I'm really glad that the next generation is getting that and getting it from you all. You are awesome ambassadors of the game. Watch fun of you play. So, and incredibly talented and just incredibly passionate about helping and making the sport better and making it for everybody, which is what our mission is. And so we just wanted to have you on, give you the platform to really be able to talk
about that.
Some of you might be getting an honor tonight. So
party.
And we're going to party and be joyful and celebrate each other and all the work we're doing as well. We'll see you all tonight as well. Any other shout outs, any of your personal, anything personal going on that you want to talk about on the show really quickly?
Sports on.
I don't think we should announce that.
Yeah. All right.
Okay.
We have a few announcements that will be coming, so the best way to do is stay tuned.
Okay.
There's a sponsor that we're very excited about.
Okay.
A couple of sponsors that I want to go ahead and share. Again, once you join, definitely know there will be some giveaways.
Okay, so okay. When that sponsor hits, we'll go ahead and pub it on the sites as well so that everybody can see what's coming down the pipe. And check in with us again in March so we can definitely give you some shout-outs as it's going on, all right?
All right. Thank you.
Appreciate you.
Thank you, ladies, so much.
Thank you.
Yes.